From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining me is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Sheila.
I don't know about you, Will. We've had about a week of spring, and I think we've only seen the sun one of those days. How is spring treating you?
Well, we've had a little snow up in New York way, but not too bad. I'm really in the mood for some good weather.
In the mood. So am I. Well, remind us about the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Todd Temke of Edmonds, Washington. I said, take the names of two state capitals, 13 letters altogether, rearrange the letters to name two different creatures that once roamed the plains. What are they?
And what are they?
They are Bison and Mastodon, and the capitals are Boston and Madison.
Well, we had more than 900 entries from people who solved that puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Glenn Grayson from Overland Park, Kansas. Welcome, Glenn.
Hi, Sheila. Hi, Will.
Hi.
What do you do there?
I'm a civil rights attorney for the federal government.
Which agency?
With the Department of Education.
Ah, that's rewarding work. Does it give you much time to play the puzzle?
A little bit.
How long have you been playing?
I've been sending in entries for about 7 years now.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you got chosen. Ready to play now?
If you'll help me.
I'll try. Let's play, Will.
All right, Glenn and Sheila. Last week, I spoke at the 25th anniversary conference of the Ephemera Society of America, and this is an organization I belong to for collectors of paper ephemera, like old newspapers, magazines, advertising trade cards, tickets, things that were designed to be used and thrown away, and I collect articles with puzzles. So I presented a puzzle with the Ephemera Society's initials, ES. Every answer here is a familiar two-word phrase with the initials ES. Number one is nickname for New York.
Empire State.
That's right. Number two, Central American country.
El Salvador.
That's right. Venus. It's also a bygone Washington, D.C. paper.
Evening Star.
Excellent.
I used to work there.
Wow. Curative addition to bathwater.
Epsom salt.
Good. A boy with merit badges.
Eagle Scout.
Uh-huh. It shoots a pilot out of a jet.
Escape.
No.
No.
First of all, think about where the pilot is in the jet.
He's in the cockpit.
Yeah, but what's it? What?
He's in the seat.
There you go.
The seat, yes.
Yeah, what kind of seat?
The ejector seat.
The ejector seat is right.
Yay.
A respected former public official.
Esteemed statesman?
Statesman is right. And if he's old?
He's the elder statesman.
That's right. Grades 1 to 6.
Elementary school.
Right. Something not to drink alcohol on.
Easter Sunday?
Well, that's probably true, but hold on to that thought.
Okay.
No, this is an old saying, something not to drink alcohol on.
Don't drink alcohol on an empty stomach.
There you go. The California condor or Bengal tiger, for example.
Endangered species.
Yes. What goes between 2 plus 2 and 4?
An equal sign.
That's right. Popular sandwich filling.
Egg salad.
Good. Classic surfing movie or a Beach Boys album?
Endless Summer.
Uh-huh.
My goodness.
Good job. It's lit in a movie theater.
Exit sign.
Right. Geology or geography.
Earth science.
Good. Where the UN is in Manhattan.
East Side.
Good. Comfortable living, figuratively speaking.
Easy Street.
Good. A foreign visitor for the school year.
Exchange student.
Uh-huh. Muffler and tailpipe.
Exhaust system.
Good. Corporate official's assistant.
Executive secretary.
Good. And your last one, today.
Easter Sunday.
There you go.
Wow.
Nice job.
Very nice job. Really fast, Glenn. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin and the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Shortz favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Glenn, what public radio station do you listen to?
I listen to KCUR from Kansas City.
Kansas City, Missouri?
Yes.
Glenn Grayson from Overland Park, Kansas, thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thanks so much.
And now, Will, what challenge do you have for us to work on this coming week?
Well, it's a straightforward puzzle. Name four well-known brand names in five letters each of which contains two X's. And there may be more than four of these, I'm not sure, but that's all I'm asking for. So again, name four brand names known to everyone, five letters each, and each contains two X's. Can you do it?
And that's all we have to do, just name them. We don't have to then make a pyramid of them. Or
no pyramids, no anagrams, just name them.
Well, when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we will call if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the Puzzle Master of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Sheila.